From 88.5 KPLU, it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you. Come rain or come shine.
And rain or shine it will this weekend. It's a mixed bag weather-wise. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He'll explain the whys behind what our skies are doing. Also today, he's going to talk about an amazing rain shadow that's been keeping Seattle dry. First, let's get that weekend forecast, Cliff. We've got Father's Day and a rock and roll marathon running through Seattle this weekend.
Right, and today is going to be a mixed bag. It's sunny from Seattle northward this morning, but it's all going to change this afternoon. An upper-level trough is starting to move northward. Clouds are over Portland into Olympia. Those will move into the Puget Sound region during the next few hours, and there could be a few light showers. The real threat for precipitation today is because the atmosphere is still relatively unstable. You noticed a lot of those cumulus clouds that have been puffing up during the afternoon. That's because the air aloft is quite cold. And as the sun, and the sun is strong now, heats the surface, we get a large difference in temperature in the vertical, and that causes convection. The atmosphere becomes unstable, and we get those cumulus, and with some showers. Now, this afternoon, we think those are going to rev up, so good chance of showers later in the afternoon into the evening. On the weekend, we really have two very different days. On Saturday, an upper-level low is going to move northward right across us. So I'm afraid that Saturday is going to be a mainly cloudy day with lots of showers. Plenty of folks will get a tenth of an inch or so of rain there at the surface. So it's going to be pretty wet on Saturday. Not super winter-heavy rain, but it'll be raining. And that's going to make temperatures stay in the low 60s. So that's about it, 62, 63. Now, that low will move past us Sunday. There might be some remnant showers in the northern part of Western Washington, Bellingham into Vancouver, Canada, on Sunday. But I think most of Sunday, Father's Day, will be really quite decent. And temperatures should zoom up to around 70, so not too bad. And after that, we get an upper-level ridge, an area of high pressure developing over the western United States. And so we expect warming conditions on Monday, Tuesday, maybe into Wednesday. And, we could see temperatures hitting upper 70s, 80 quite easily. So big improvement. What I should say is, later in the week, another one of these upper-level troughs comes in. So the weather goes downhill again. So it's not like last year. Last year, we had this ridge over us and high pressure, and the weather was warm and dry for virtually the whole period from May 15th onward. That's not true this year.
Yeah, this year's the year of the trough, it sounds like. But on Saturday, pretty wet. The runners are going to face some wet conditions on the roads here. But actually, lately, Seattle has been amazingly dry, you've written.
That's right. We've had like a week and a half in which it's been very strange. Seattle has had almost no precipitation, while showers are occurring frequently to our north, our south, our east, even our west. So there's been this hole. And what it was is a rain shadow that was located right over the central Puget Sound. It was very profound. People are emailing me about it a lot. So what is happening is that this time of the year, the winds approaching the Olympic Mountains are generally from the west to northwest. Now, that's very different from the wintertime. Wintertime, the winds tend to be south or southwesterly. That has a huge impact on precipitation downwind of the Olympics. During the wintertime, the air goes up the south side of the Olympics and down the northeast side, giving dry conditions to Port Townsend and places like Squim, even Port Angeles a bit. But when the winds turn west, the upslope is on the western side of the mountains and the downslope is on the eastern. That's over us. So the rain shadow that in the wintertime is over Squim and those places has rotated over us. And so we've had this strong sinking air over Puget Sound, and that has caused a very profound rain shadow. We've had maybe a tenth of an inch, while people to the north and south have had an inch or 2 inches. So it's an amazingly different pattern from the wintertime, and it's all because the winds have rotated now in the summer compared to that in the winter.
So do you expect that to continue?
No, it's kind of ended right now. And particularly if we have this upper level trough coming, we tend to have more southerly flow. So that's the end of the rain shadow. But this time of the year, because the high pressure in the eastern Pacific builds northward, that causes a mean change in the winds approaching us from off the ocean, from southerly, southwesterly during the winter to westerly, northwesterly during the summer. And so if there is going to be a rain shadow, it tends to be over us here in Seattle and not over those people in Port Angeles to Port Townsend.
Interesting. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. We talk every week at this time on Skype, and you can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.